Oh, happy Mother's Day. Let's give our mothers one more hand in the house. Today, as a nation, we set aside one day to honor our mothers. But just like everything else that's in our lives, how many of you know the Bible tells us we're to honor them every day, not just one day. Same way with Jesus. We celebrate his birth and we celebrate him on that one day. And then on Easter, we celebrate his resurrection. But how many of you know we're supposed to celebrate that every day? Every day is a new day. And our mothers are no different, man. In Exodus 20:12, the scripture says, "Honor your father and mother, that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you." You know what I love about God? When he tells you to do something and you do it, he rewards you. Like, he's the only one that rewards you for doing exactly what you're supposed to do, right? Is that not how it works? He says, "Hey, do this." You're like, "Okay." He's like, "Oh, you did great. Let me give you a gift," right? That doesn't generally happen. Generally, like, "Well, you were supposed to do that." Like, that's what happens at my house. I'm like, "Hey, babe, I took out the trash." She's like, "That's your job." I'm like, "Oh, okay." Yeah, right. She doesn't quite do that, man. It's kind of sort of like that. But one of the things about God is that when we do what he's asked us to do, he blesses us. Honoring our mother brings a benefit to our life. First of all, the scripture right there tells us that it brings a long life. And if you want to have a long life, then we should do what? Honor our father and mother. Now, how many of you know you can disagree with someone in honor? You can also disagree with someone in dishonor. That's one of my downfalls. Is that y'all don't have that downfall. Y'all are good at that. But I when I disagree, I get angry. Like, I'm mad. Don't talk to me. And he's working on that with me. We're going through the process. But it's one of those situations that you can still honor someone and not 100% agree with them, right? But you still bring honor to them. Honor is a place that you put a person in the eyes of other people. How many of you know that? Honor is the place that you put them when you're talking about them, when you're speaking about them. That's what honor is. Honoring our mothers, honoring our fathers. Deuteronomy 5:16 also says the same thing. It says, "Honor your father and mother as the Lord God commanded you, that your days may be long and that it may go well with you in the land that the Lord your God is giving you." So not only will you have a good life or a long life, but it says that when you honor your father and your mother, that you'll have a blessed life. How many of you need a blessed life? I know I do. Everywhere that we go, man, and it's not just an Old Testament teaching, it's also taught in the New Testament in Ephesians 6:2. It says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise." It's the first time that something was said, you do this, and when you do this, my dad calls them if-thens. If y'all sat under my dad for very long, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They're if-thens all over the scripture. Like, what do you mean? If you do this, then this will happen. If you do this, then this will happen. A lot of times it also says therefore. If it says therefore, it'll tell you something that says therefore this. If this is the way it is, then this has to happen. And God's scripture is all through it. And so today, again, as a nation, we've set aside that one day to honor our mothers, but we need to do it every day. We need to do it every day. And those of you who sometimes the old adage, I don't know how you say that. The old phrase, you don't know what you have until it's gone. A lot of times we have a tendency as a people not to give people honor until they're not here anymore. You know, we have a tendency not to say nice things about them and to them and tell them how we really feel until there's not an opportunity for us to do it anymore. And so what I want to do today is take some opportunities, some time today to honor your mother. Whether she's here, whether she's not. Whether she did a really good job or she didn't do so great a job. Because how many of you know, we're never ready to be parents. Like those people that say, "Well, I'm waiting until I'm ready." Like, you ain't never having kids because this is going to hit you like a freight train, man. I'm telling you, when that kid gets here, this is like a whole new world. That Disney song all over in my mind right now, right? It's one of those things that we don't always get everything right. Sometimes we mess stuff up really, really bad. But when we look at what honor is, it's not about that. It's not about right and wrong. It's about putting a place for person in the place that God told you to put them. So we need to remember that. I don't know if you know how Mother's Day got started. I really didn't until I started studying this time. How many of you know how Mother's Day started? Nice. So we're all going to learn something new today. It's going to be good. What did you learn at church? How Mother's Day started. This is what it was. It was born in a small Methodist church in Grafton, West Virginia. It was 1876, and the nation was still mourning the dead of the Civil War. And while teaching a Memorial Day lesson at a church, Miss Anna Reeves Jarvis thought of the mothers who had lost their sons and about how they felt. And then she started thinking about it, and she prayed that one day that there would be a Memorial Day for the mothers that had lost their children, and for mothers and for what they do. And the prayer that she did, it left a deep impression on one of her 11 children. The youngest, Anna, had seen her mother's effort to hold the war-split community and the church together. And as she grew into an adult, she kept what her mom had said in her mind and always thought about it over and over and over, like how and what. And on the day of her mother's death, Anna was determined to establish a Mother's Day in honor of her mother, right? And so on May 12, 1907, a local observance was held, which later spread to Philadelphia. And by 1910, Mother's Day was celebrated in 45 states, Puerto Rico, Hawaii, Canada, Mexico. Ms. Jarvis said this is where it started here, but who knows where it will end. It will depend on the generations to come, where this goes. And that she believed it would certainly circle around the globe. How many of you know it has? It's all over the world that Mother's Day is celebrated today, not just here. On May 8, 1914, President Wilson designated the second Sunday in May as Mother's Day for displaying the American flag for the public and an expression of love and reverence for all the mothers of the country. So that's how Mother's Day began, to honor the mothers. And again, just as in that story, it didn't happen until her mother was gone, and she did it in memory of her. But today, man, let's honor those that are here with us, man. Let's talk about how great they are. Let's remember the good things about what's going on in our lives and what our mom did. Because how many of you know, again, we all mess stuff up sometimes, right? My mom didn't get everything right. You know what I'm mad about my mom and dad about? They're not here, so I'm going to talk to you about it. I would probably talk to you about it if they were here too. My mom and dad never fought in front of us kids, ever. So I didn't know how to have a healthy fight. I mean, you know, you can have a healthy argument, right, with your spouse. There's a right way to do things. You can do that. But I didn't know how. Why? Because one of them would be upset with the other. My mom would say, "Bill," and he would stop. Or he would say, "Barbara," and she would stop. And then they would disappear for a while, and then they would come back, and it would be over with. Like, that was fighting in my house, or disagreements, arguments in my home. It's not how it goes in my house, y'all. I'm working on it. Y'all don't know April. She's me. No, I'm just kidding. It's not her. They said the other day, trying to tell a Louisiana girl to calm down is like trying to baptize a cat. It don't work, man. But anyway, so this is the thing, man. We do some things really, really well, and we do other things not so good, right? We do some things very, very, and it's the same with moms, and it's the same with dads, man. We do the best that we can, and we try the best that we can, but sometimes we miss the mark. But one of the things that I want to talk about today is the characteristics of a godly mother, right? And you say, well, like, my mom wasn't all that godly, but that's okay. That we can learn from everything. I was in a church one time, and I was so mad. I was so upset. I wanted to leave. I wanted to go, but God had told us to be there. And so I was there, and I was talking to my dad, and I was, "Dad, I want to go somewhere." He's like, "Well, where are you supposed to, where did God tell you to go?" He's like, "He didn't." I was like, "But I want to go." He's like, "Well, you need to stay there then. God's teaching you something." Like, I can't learn nothing from these people. He said, "You can. You can learn how you're not supposed to act from these people, just the same as you can learn how you are supposed to act." So we can learn all different kind of ways from all different kind of people, whether it's good or whether it's bad. We can put those factors into play into our life. But again, today we're going to talk about godly mothers, what the scripture says, and some of the principles. We couldn't cover all of them today, right? In the period of time that we have, y'all would be here for like 2.5 hours at least, and I would just be reading them off, right? But the first thing that I want to talk about is how a mother has an unconditional love for her children. Number one in your notes. Like, before you even get here, your mom loves you, right? Like, and it's something that you can't explain. And it's still one of those things, even if you're an idiot and you do stupid stuff, how many of you know your mom still loves you and thinks you're the best thing on the earth, right? Yeah, I figured I'd get an amen out of that one. No, anyway, so, but it's one of those things. Look, Ted Bundy's mom, y'all, said he's such a good boy, yes. Right? Yes. The love that she had does exactly what the scripture says. What does it say? Love covers a multitude of sins. Doesn't keep record, scripture says, in another place. And the thing about moms is, no matter how much of an idiot I was, my mom still loves me. My mom still cared about me. My mom still did everything she could to show that she loved me and she cared about me. See, I only have my experience of parents, and that's what I was fixing to say earlier when I stopped and said, no, let me get to this later. I only have good experience of moms and dads and what they should be. You know, my mom and dad got married at a young age, and they're still married, like 52 years, you know. They took care of issues away from their children. Like, I didn't know we didn't have a lot growing up. Because why? Because they gave me everything that they could. If I wanted it, I ended up having it somehow. Not knowing that we didn't have anything for me to get it from, really, you know? And what happened was is the love that she has, she continues to give to me today. Even though how many, no, don't raise your hands because some of your moms might be in here. Like, how many of your moms aggravate you, right, with what they're doing? Do you know why they're doing what they're doing? You know what? Don't put your hand up. See, he's putting it down. One of those things is this, man. The only reason why they do what they do is because they love you. Come on. Right? Whether it works well or it doesn't work so well, they're not doing, they don't dislike you, so they're trying to put this on you. They love you. Proverbs says this, 4:3, and this is sometimes how I feel. I'm gonna read it out of the King James Version. It says, "For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother." Like, my mom's the only one that likes me right now, y'all, because she ain't gonna stop no matter what. Mothers have an unconditional love. How many of you ever heard that phrase? You got a face only a mother could love, right? Look, man, there are not any ugly babies to a mom, right? Right? Y'all ain't seen my pictures. It was rough, right, as a baby. It's one of those things. Mothers love their children regardless, unconditional love. Where do we learn that unconditional love from? From God. From God. He gives us the ability to be able to do that. The second thing in your notes, man, a godly mother teaches her children, trains her children. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up a child in the way that they should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it." I looked up some things that mothers teach us, and I've got them written down right here. I want you guys to see what you think about this. They teach us foresight, mothers. They say, make sure you're wearing clean underwear in case you're in an accident, right? They teach us logic. If you fall out of a tree and break your neck, don't come crying to me. They teach us religion. You better pray that comes out of that carpet. They teach us about time travel. If you don't straighten up, I'm going to knock you in the middle of next week. They teach us about genetics. You're just like your father. They teach us about contradictions. Shut up and eat your dinner. Or shut your mouth and eat your dinner, right? Like, you can't do both, Ma. You can't do both. They teach us how to be a contortionist. Would you look at the dirt on the back of your neck? It's hard to do. Then they teach us about the circle of life. I brought you into this world and I can take you out. They teach us all kind of things, mothers do. Mothers teach us all kind of things. Proverbs 6:20-23 says this, "My son, keep your father's commandments and forsake not your mother's teaching. Bind them on your heart always, tie them around your neck. When you walk, they will lead you. When you lie down, they will watch over you. When you wake, they will talk to you. For the commandment is a lamp and the teaching is a light. And the reproofs of discipline are the way of life." So what that scripture tells us is that our mother's teaching leads us. It shows us the direction that we should go, the path that we should take, how we should live our lives. Again, you can learn good and bad, but it teaches us and leads us in the way and the direction that we need to go. A godly mother uses the scripture to do that, to lead us and to guide us. And it says that a mother's teaching talks to you. And how true is that? right before you're about to do something, you can hear your mom in the back of your head, right? You can hear your mom in the back of your head, like, you ain't supposed to do that, or don't do that, or one of those things that I said earlier. It talks to us. The other thing that it does, it talks about how it's a light to our path. It opens our eyes to things. It allows us to see where we should go, where we shouldn't go, how we should do things, how we shouldn't do things. And then lastly, according to that scripture, is that it corrects and disciplines us. And again, man, when I was a kid, I remember a lot of beatings when I was a kid. Not really beatings, spankings. Let me call them spankings. You say beatings and it sounds really bad. I got spankings. I didn't get beat. But I remember a whole lot of them. My mom doesn't remember that many. She's like, oh, I don't remember that many. I'm like, were you in the same room as me, Ma? You know, are you sure you got the right kid? But it's one of those things. Why does she do that? The same reason why I discipline my children. So that, and even in the small stuff, I'm very difficult on my kids. I'm hard on them. I understand. I know that. And I hear people tell me that all the time. But at the same time, I want them to learn in the small things so they never get to the big things. I want them to learn in the little tiny things of telling me, not telling me a truth or saying, yes, I did that when they didn't do it. I want them to learn in the little things instead of having to go on down the road 20 years and they have an issue or a problem with it. I want them to learn about how to come to me in the middle of a situation, whether they're going to get in trouble or not, because I'm going to take care of them, right? For me, y'all, they always get in more trouble if they don't come tell me about it. Like, you come tell me you're going to get in a little bit of trouble. You don't tell me and I find out, it's gonna be, you're not going to like it. It's going to be bad for both of us because I don't like to discipline my kids, man. I hate it. I understand now what my dad used to say. This hurts me more than you. It was like, well, give me the paddle. I'm going to show, see how you, like, it hurts. Paddles hurt, you know. But now I understand the principle behind it. The only reason why he was doing that was to... because he loved me. Because he wanted me to walk in the right path. He wanted me to go the right direction. He didn't want me to do what I did. And then he would just say, oh, Tobe. Let's fix it, right? Mothers do the same thing. A godly mother, also number three in your notes, is prays for her children. We read in 1 Samuel where his mother prayed and prayed and prayed that God would give her a child. And said, God, if you do this for me, I'll give him back to you. I'll dedicate him to you. Because of that, her prayers, we had Samuel, one of the prophets, that came through and anointed David, did many great things because of the prayers. Hannah prayed. In Matthew 20, 20 through 28, I'm not going to read all of these, man, because it's going to take forever. But we see a mother come to Jesus talking about her sons, the sons of Zebedee, James and John. Hey, man, when they go to heaven, I want them, one to be on the right, one to be on your left. I guess she didn't understand where God was going to be in the middle of that Jesus is at the right hand of the Father, so the left hand was out for Jesus. But it's one of those things. What did she do? She came because she wanted the best for her children. She came to God and said, God, give them the best that you have. Let them know your presence. Let them know about who you are and who you want to be in their lives. A godly mother prays for her children. Just be careful what you pray, y'all. My mom prayed that I would always get caught. I got in trouble for some stuff I ain't even do, yeah? But I never got away with anything. We were jumping off bridges in Hot Springs, Arkansas. The little lady come by, is like, oh, yeah, we're having so much fun jumping off the bridges. My mama just told me not to do it. So she was going to get me in trouble. Why? She didn't mean to, but she just was talking, right? My God, this is a weird one, y'all. Okay, when I was in the Navy, I was in Rota, Spain. I got my first tattoo in Rota, Spain, right, when I was in the Navy. And my mom woke up in the middle of the night and told my dad I was getting a tattoo. She said, Toby's getting a tattoo. Like, he's like, what? He's in Spain. It's like, and he's getting a tattoo right now. So the very next phone call, y'all, I got from my mom. I call my mom, collect the next day, and this is how she answered the phone. Are y'all ready for this? Please tell me it's not a naked woman or a demon. I said, what? She said, please tell me it's not a naked woman or a demon. I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, your tattoo. I was like, It's the Tasmanian devil. Does that count? Right? But prayer works. Prayer works. I still get in trouble for everything I do. That's my wife. I still get caught. But you know what? It helps me be who I'm supposed to be. It helps me have accountability in my life because I know I can't get away with nothing. Why? Because my mom prayed about it. And God answers prayers, y'all. He does. A godly mother prays for her children. And the last thing, number four, we're going to talk about is a godly mother gives to her children. She puts her children first. Now, I know, like I said earlier, man, growing up, man, it was all kind of stuff I wanted. I wanted the name brand shoes, and I wanted all these different things, and my mom made sure that I had them one way or another. Even if she was going without, she still made sure that I had them, right? And I didn't need all those things, but they were a desire of my heart. And because of that, my mom sacrificed to be able to provide for me. We read in the scripture about mothers who sacrificed. We read in the scripture about Moses' mom who put him in a basket to save his life. Not knowing what was going to happen, but trusting God. And unfortunately, that's what mothers have to do with our lives a lot of times. Send us out and trust God that he's going to take care of us. That he's going to make a way. And the prayers that happen and the prayers that go forward from the mothers that are given for the children are there because she cares more about her kids than she does herself. She makes sure. Most of the moms I know work full-time jobs and then come home and take care of the family. I know some moms that work two and three jobs just to take care of the family, come home and do all the work at the house as well. Mothers are givers. They are. Not only do they give us life, life comes from God, but he uses mothers to do it. They give up a lot of things in their life just so that their children can have what they need. And all these principles that I'm talking about today, every single one of them, unconditional love, teaching us, disciplining us, praying for us, giving to us, all comes from the characteristics of Christ. Looking at his life, looking at what he did, he loved us unconditionally, God did, so he sent his son to die for us. Christ sacrificed his life so that you and I could have freedom, gave up what he had here, so that we could have access to the Father and one day be united with him as well. He prays for us because the scripture says that he's an advocate for us at the right hand of the Father, speaking on our behalf. He gives to us constantly, even things that we really don't need, but we want them, so he still provides them for us in our lives. All the characteristics of a mother come from Christ. And those characteristics aren't just for mothers. It's just what we see out of them. Even mothers who don't know God a lot of times still have these characteristics. Why? Because it's placed inside of them by God. It's placed inside of each and every one of us. And now some of them we have to work on. Some of them we have to because some of us aren't the best at certain things, like I said. But today, when we think about our moms, I want you to do this. I want you to think about the amazing things that your mother has taught you. Think about the things that your mother has prayed about for you. Think about the things that your mother has given you that you didn't really deserve or need, but she still wanted to take care of you and give to you anyway. And then let's honor them today, man. Let's talk good about our moms to the people that we're around. We're going to go do dinner with my family in a little bit. You know what? We're going to be cutting up, y'all, talking about our mom and how she did, who she was, how she treated us, right? That's where all the best stories come out on Mother's Day, right? Mom's like, I didn't know you did that. I'm like, well, I don't think it was us then, Ma. It was somebody else, right? We need to honor them. We need to put them in that place because God has told us to. And we need to do it because we love them. An unconditional love coming back to them. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes? All those traits, all those characteristics come because Jesus Christ first showed them to us. He died on the cross. He gave us access to the Father. And you know, maybe today you haven't had access. You don't know about what it's all about, what unconditional love feels like. You don't know what giving, even when you don't deserve it, feels like. The only thing we hear a lot of times before we come to Christ is how he disciplines. But babe, that look, that's a small part of what God gives to us. Actually, it's one of the smallest parts God gives to us. His grace is the biggest that covers our sins. Love covers a multitude of sins. Today, man, you need to know him. You need to have Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. You'd be honest, head bowed, eyes closed, nobody looking around. You say, that's me. I need him to be a part of my life. I need to give him my life. Just put your hand up and put it back down. Thank you. Anybody else? Thank you. Thank you. Anybody else? Heads bowed, eyes closed, nobody looking around. I want to say a prayer. It's not the prayer, it's not the words that we say that saves us, but the scripture tells us that if we believe in our heart and confess with our mouth, then we shall be saved. So repeat after me if you would. Dear Heavenly Father, sorry for my sins. The things I've done that aren't pleasing to you. Repentance is turning, is changing, is being who you had created me to be. You've given me the opportunity, Father. Help me to live that life out. I accept what your son did. And I need forgiveness. In Jesus' name, amen. Today, let's go out these doors and share our love, grace, and mercy with everybody we come in contact with. Amen?
Amen.
Let's honor our mothers. Let's tell them how much they mean to us. Now, as we get ready to go out, if you guys hear a noise in the back, that's because kids are coming in, right? They're going to be standing back there in the back, and they have a present for all of the ladies in the house, all the mothers. You say, well, I'm not a mother. Well, we're going to give you a present because we like you anyway. Because I love exactly what Dwayne just said. There's someone that looks at you as their mother,
yeah,
whether you gave birth to them or not. And so what we want to do is we have a present for you. We'd like to give that to you. But before we do, we're going to sing a song. We're going to worship one more time. I'm going to pray one more time. Don't forget to go out and check out the flowers out front, man, and send some people down here. We'll be here till 3:00 today. And let's just go out and share the love, grace, and mercy that God has given us. Amen?
Amen.
Heavenly Father, as we get ready to leave today and go out these doors, man, we just ask that you allow us to see you in our lives, see you moving, see you working. Let us see what your son did for us and help us live out a life that would honor that, Father God, that would bring glory to you and that would show other people what he wants to do in their lives. And thank you for the mothers that you've placed in our lives, Father God. Help us today. Help us today to give them honor. Help us today to do what your word says, Father God, and then see your promise as it comes back to our lives, Father. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen.